good evening, and welcome to Green Heck Fieldhouse here in Schofield, Wisconsin, for the last regular season hockey game here for the DC Everest Evergreens. We'll be taking on the Marshfield Tigers. These teams have met before earlier this season, and the Evergreens were winners of that one, 3-1. So, interesting last game. Both of the teams took four penalties, and these are the two least penalized teams in the entire Wisconsin Valley Conference. So, expect a bit of a chippy game tonight here, especially since this is senior night for the Evergreens. Just had a nice little presentation before the game started here, introducing all eight of their seniors. So, this is a leadership-heavy team here. So, they're getting ready to head on to the playoffs. Brackets were released earlier today, and the Evergreens will be taking on the Northwest Icemen on Tuesday in the Division 1, Section 1. And the puck has been dropped. Tigers are able to get it. They will be moving right to left. Puck moves to the right corner and around the boards. And there's a shot that almost got to the front, but too many bodies. And a shot for Nick Urban goes high and up and out of play. So we'll get a stoppage here early on. Urban, second in shorthanded goals in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, also ninth in scoring. Definitely the leader here on the Tigers team. He will take the faceoff against Davis Hackbarth. Hackbarth wins that one, and it'll go back out to Ottinger. Ottinger brings it up on the left side to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving into the zone. He'll take a shot from the left circle. That is gloved easily by Tigers goaltender A.J. Treatwire. In goal tonight for the Evergreens. Looks like they're starting off with Ethan Hurt, but both their goalies are seniors, so wouldn't be too surprised if they both get some time in net tonight. Faceoff comes to the left circle of Treatwire, and it is won by the Evergreens, as taking it back to the left corner is Alec Kisley. Kisley with it to the left circle, moving, shot on goal, that'll hit the front pads, and that'll be stopped by Treatwire. So faceoff will go back to the left circle. And it'll be Grant Ortell taking the faceoff against Nick Urban. Won by Ortell. He'll hand it off to Hackbarth. He gets a shot on goal. He'll fall down. But that is left in front. We're whacking at it as Kisley. And it is then covered with a pad saved by Treatwiler. Tigers not able to get the puck out of their own zone yet. DC Everest kind of controlling play here, but it is early. We're less than a minute into this game. Faceoff now moves to the right circle of Treatwiler. Won by the Tigers as they try to get to the blue line, but Ottinger is there to move it back in. Tigers will take that to the left corner, as bringing it up will be Noah Peterson, top defenseman for the Tigers. He will lose that to Ottinger. Ottinger puts it ahead for Ortell. Ortell, right side. Tried a cross-ice pass there to Kisley. Didn't connect, so went to the left corner where the Tigers will take control and try to get it out. But at the blue line is Parker Hurt. Parker Hurt keeps that in. Tigers take it to the right side. Cross-ice pass. Another cross-ice pass is bringing up in the center for the Tigers is Evan Weister. Weister with a shot to the left, and that'll be a pad save for Hurt. Evergreens now trying to get that puck into Tiger zone. They'll lose it in neutral ice as Weiser tries to put that in for the Tigers. Brady Bunnell behind the goal with control in the left corner. Gets to the blue line where it is then stopped by Max Heller. Heller with a shot that goes wide. Finding it in the corner is Bunnell. Bunnell then loses it on the side to Ian Hagen. Hagen over to Urban. Urban left corner. Urban moving into the left circle. Back to Hurt. Hurt over to Hagen. Hagen with a shot that goes wide right. That's met behind the net by Evergreen's Jaglinski. Jaglinski loses it on the right side and will move to the right corner where it's Hurt and Urban battling for it. Hurt will get it out to the left side and bring it on up for Zinda. And a quick shot and a goal for Nick Urban. Evergreens had the puck and then lost it there, and it went right to Nick Urban's stick, open on the right front side of the net. So an early goal here for the Marshfield Tigers, about 2:24 into this game. actually a very similar script to the last time these two teams met. Marshfield scored first, but then didn't have another goal the entire first period. We'll see if tonight is similar as well. Face-off won at center ice by the Evergreens. With it behind the blue line is Yakuz. Yakuz tries to get that into neutral ice, will lose it. And then gives it to the right side to Kisley. Puck goes behind the net where Hackmarth has it. Moving left. Tried to put that in front. Too many bodies. Tigers take control. Moving to the left with it is Haugen. Haugen tries to chip that up where it's met by an Evergreen defenseman. It's Kisley. Kisley to Hackmarth on the far side. Hackmarth with a cross-ice pass where he tried to meet Ortel. Ortel not able to get that on his stick, so he has to chip it back into neutral ice. Moves quickly in the center of the Tiger zone. Drops that off. Thought he had a man there. No one there, so he has to recover that himself. With it now on the right side is Yakuz. Yakuz with a shot. Goes wide left. Tigers taking control on the right side as moving it up is Dom Lang. Lang chips it in. Go around into the left corner. Where getting it is Heller. Heller in the left elbow by the blue line. Bit of a board battle here as that'll go into neutral ice. And chasing it back into their own zone is Seth Peterson for the Tigers. He'll be able to get that up and through the ice and into Evergreen territory. Pinnell finds it on the left side, where he then loses it to Henry Hahnemann. Hahnemann back to Heller. Heller long shot that's stopped in front by Jaglinski. Puck will float all the way back to the Tigers. Not quite icing as Treat Weiler gets a stick on it. Jaglinski pass up to Yakuz, and that one gets tipped up and out of play by the Tigers. And today's game is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Cloverbelt Credit Union, we finance fun and construction loans too. Faceoff will come to the circle to the right of Treat Weiler. It'll be won by the Evergreens. Ottinger has it on the right corner. Cross-ice pass over to Yakuz. Yakuz not able to keep control of that, so he'll drift back into the Evergreens zone, and that will be an icing here. So face-off will go back to where it was. .37 left here in the first. Tigers are leading this one 1-0 off a goal from Nick Urban, their scoring leader for Marshfield. And Marshfield wins the faceoff, and taking it up the right side is Urban. But Urban loses it as Ottinger has it for the Evergreens. Moving through the left circle, he will give that one to Bunnell. Bunnell moves it on the left side. Line change here for the Evergreens, as in the corner with it is Schmidt. Schmidt loses it to the Tigers, and they'll get it to neutral ice. It's Ben Lawyer. Cross-ice pass, and a shot on goal that hits the front pads of Ethan Hurt and goes up and out of play for a stoppage. Line changes for both teams here. Face-off will come to the circle to the right of Hurt. It'll be Urban and Ortel. Urban wins the face-off for the Tigers. He'll take it to the right corner, fighting there with two Evergreen players. Board battle here between two. Urban will get it for the Tigers. Cross ice pass to Heller. Heller shots from the left side, and that is gloved by Hurt. 11:47 left here in period one on senior night for the DC Everest Evergreens. They've got 8 seniors this evening that were all introduced before this game began and before the national anthem. Buck drop to the left circle of Hurt. Won by the Tigers. Heller has it. Left corner. Heller tried to do a cross-ice pass. No one there, though, so that'll drift to the right corner behind the goal. Ottinger with it for the Evergreens on the right side. Ottinger shoots it forward where it is met by the Tigers. Peterson has it. Gets it up to Haugen. Haugen then loses that as he's going through it in between the circles as Hackbarth will control for the Evergreens. To Ottinger, back to Hackbarth. Hackbarth moving through the circle. Gets that one up to the left side. Hackbarth stick handling around, and we get a whistle. Believe this is going to be an offsides call. Today's game is also brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Faceoff comes to the left dot behind the blue line. Evergreens take control. It's Shiro. Shiro left corner. Shiro going behind the net, loses the puck and taking it as Peterson for the Tigers. Peterson with it on the right side, moving up. Peterson loses it in neutral ice to the Evergreens. They try to chip that back in where the Tigers take control. Shiro with a nice move there, a little bit of a poke check, able to get the puck away from the Tigers. But the Tigers find it back again behind the net to the left side. But in neutral ice, it's Brady Bunnell. Brady Bunnell to Shiro. That's Zinda. Zinda in the right corner. Zinda loses the puck. Still in the right corner. Kind of a board battle here. Tigers take control behind their own net. Moving up with it on the right side is Peterson. Peterson trying to do a spin, a rama move there to get away from the Evergreens. Evergreens will chip that back in to go for a line change. Bringing it up for the Tigers through center ice is Dom Lahn. Lahn has it on the right side. On to the left of the left circle, going around and behind the net. He is followed closely by Yakuz. Tigers still have control. Puck drifts behind the net where it's poke checked out by the Evergreens. And Schmidt gets it up to Nitska. Nitska left side. Trying to chase that puck down where it's then taken by Peterson for the Tigers. Peterson gives it off to Josh Gruen. Gruen fighting for it at the boards on the left corner. He'll get that to Evan Weister. Weister has it on the right side. Weister, left side corner with the puck. Tigers passing back and forth here in the Evergreen zone. It'll go around the boards and into the right corner. Puck will bounce into neutral ice. Tigers do still have control of the puck right now. Moving through the center of the ice. Chips it in to the Everest zone where Hurt gets a pad stop and then drops that off for his teammate, Brady Bunnell. Bunnell, right corner. Also there with Ortel. Hackbarth able to get that out of a scrum up to Schmidt. Schmidt right side. Schmidt tried a cross ice pass there that is blocked by Ben Lawyer. Tigers taking control again as a shot on goal for Peterson there. Turned away by Hurt. Peterson still with the puck on the right side. Gets it up to Tristan Reisman. Reisman cross ice pass. Shot on goal for Reisman. Move be wide left. Peterson chips that back into the Everest zone for the Tigers. Tigers really controlling puck possession here in the early goings of this game at Green Heck Fieldhouse. Evergreen's able to get that up and off. Hackbarth, left side. Hackbarth moving to the center. Right. Shot from the right circle. That is swallowed by Treatweiler. 8:03 left here in the first. Still 1-0 Marshfield. Their lone goal scored by Nick Urban. Today's game is also brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive bodywork is competitive until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Faceoff in the right circle of Treatweiler, won by the Evergreens. Taking it behind is Shiro. Shiro moving to the left corner. Shiro trying to pass there, but he is met closely by Peterson. Peterson and Shiro still fighting for it behind the net. That'll get up to Peterson, but Ottinger able to stop that before it gets out of the zone. Tried to do a backhand pass. No one there for the Evergreens, though, as it's taken by the Tigers. Puck drifts all the way back into the Evergreen zone. But Yakuz is able to get it up to Jaglinski on the left side. Jaglinski loses control as he's double-teamed. Taking it on the right side is Lawyer. Lawyer, right side, chips that one up and into the Everest zone where it's met by Yakuz. Yakuz, left corner, gets it to Kisler. Kisley, right side. Kisley fighting for it with the Tigers. Tigers doing a really good job defensively here, covering up the Evergreens. Kisley still with the puck now at center ice. Tried to get that up to Nitschke unable to handle that as it goes into the Tiger zone and around back behind the boards. Tigers have control to the left side. It's Reisman. Reisman in the left corner, floating into the right circle, trying to get it out. There's a shot that goes high and wide. Not sure who of the Evergreens got their stick on that one, as the puck is now in the right corner. Treutweiler back behind with the puck is Noah Peterson for the Tigers. He will give that off to Seth Peterson. Peterson to Damon Haynes. Haynes able to get that into the Evergreen zone, but right there for the Evergreens is Schmidt. Schmidt in the right corner. Bring that up to the right blue line where he then loses his stick, so puck goes cross ice. Chasing it down for the Tigers is Seth Peterson. Seth Peterson gets that behind the net where it's met by Brady Bunnell. Bunnell gets a pass up to Nitschke. Nitschke not able to handle that pass, though. Loses it at center ice. It'll drift into the Tigers zone for a second, but moving is Urban. Urban alone on the right side in the left circle. Shot up and in the right corner. Beautiful move there by Urban as he was found completely alone with the puck on the left side. No Evergreen in sight, so one-on-one with him and Ethan Hurt, and Hurt just not able to get enough on that as it goes above his right shoulder, and the Tigers lead this game by 2-0. Of course, the most dangerous lead in hockey. Face-off at center ice is won by the Evergreens. Heckbarth, left corner. Tigers with it on the right side. Gets it up to Seth Peterson. Peterson with a long shot and in. Tigers are not slowing down here with two quick goals in under a minute. So Everest in a pretty big hole here early on. 5:28 left in this first, down 3-0. The Tigers have been pretty much taking control of this game. Face-off won by the Tigers. Taken by Hagen. Hagen left side. Evergreens get control of the puck. Moving up center ice is Hackbarth. Hackbarth quickly moving to the right. Gets to the right circle. Cross ice pass, tried to get that one to Kisley. Kisley tried to take a shot, but was high and wide. Tigers have it on the right side. Getting out of the zone is Urban. Urban with the puck, left circle, long shot, hits the pads of Hurt, goes behind the net. Evergreen's able to chip that one forward. Hurt's net is off its moorings, so we'll get a stoppage here in play to get that fixed here quickly. This game is brought to you by EverythingEvergreens.com. Follow the Evergreens all season long at EverythingEvergreens.com. Scores, highlights, podcasts, and blogs. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, Inner City State Bakes, Baseman Chew and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and the law firms of Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks. Face off in the left circle, won by the Evergreens. Hurt with it on the right side. Hurt gives it off to Zinda. Zinda able to get that into Tiger's zone. It's going to be a live puck. Shiro has it behind. Gets it up front to Hurt. Hurt not able to control it, though. But Hurt will get the puck right back on the right side. Chips it back further into the Tiger's zone as it'll go behind the net from Treutweiler. Met in the right corner is Jaglinski and a couple of Tigers. Bringing it on the right side is Seth Peterson. Seth Peterson moving to the left circle. Peterson has to chase that behind. Gets a shot that hits the left side of the net. Then a shot to the right side of the net as he moves behind with the puck. Evergreen's able to get that puck out to neutral ice where it is met by the Tigers, who chip it back into the Evergreens zone. Partial line change here for the Tigers, I believe. Taking it behind the net for the Evergreens is Hurt. Hurt shifts that up to Zinda. Zinda to Jaglinski. Jaglinski right side. Jaglinski cross ice pass for Shiro. Shiro not open. Tigers will take that one through center ice. Move to the right side. Pass there doesn't connect, so that puck's all alone in the right corner. Is trying to get a handle on that. Was Yakuz. Yakuz not able to get it, so that'll drift to the right circle. Pushing it forward is Schmidt. Schmidt gets it to neutral ice, where it's then chipped back into the Evergreen zone by the Tigers. And it drifts all the way back to Hurt. Hurt able to move that one out back to the Evergreens. Schmidt alone on the right side here. Loses the puck. Taking it is Nitschke. Nitschke behind to the left side. Loses it to the Tigers. It's now Noah Peterson with it. Here on the left side. Peterson gets it out of the zone, where it's met by Ottinger. Ottinger at center ice. Gives it to Nitschke. Nitschke moving in on the left. Gets to the left circle before that one's tipped up. Hits the boards and falls back down to the Tigers, but Nitschke able to find it again. Puck moves to the right corner, where it is taken by Reisman. Reisman gets that one up to Lang. Lang on the right side. Lang moving to center ice. Lang has it where it is poke checked by an Evergreens, and Lang blows a skate. So Evergreens are able to chip that into the Tiger zone to get a much needed line change. Quickly hurrying into the zone to try and get the puck is Kisley. Kisley with the puck in the right corner, fighting for it in the right circle. Moves that forward where it is then taken by Heller for the Tigers. Heller gets that up to the blue line where it's then taken by Bunnell. Bunnell fighting for it with Ortell. Ortell unable to handle that as the Tigers get it to neutralize. And Nick Irvin's alone on the left side again. Moves into the left circle. Loses control of the puck. Goes behind the net as finding it for the Tigers is Smith. Smith in the right circle. Able to get that away from Smith is Kisley. Kisley right side. Kisley loses the puck. Tigers are able to keep it in the Evergreen zone. Brady Bunnell chasing that puck to the right corner with Urban. Bunnell gets that to Hackbarth. Hackbarth shifts that up to central ice, and it is to Ortell. Ortell loses control, and we will get a penalty here against the Tigers. I believe that'll be a tripping call. Tigers still control the puck, neutral zone, and the whistle is called as the Evergreens touch that. So it'll be a tripping call here, and actually that's going to go against the Evergreens, excuse me. That is going to be Grant Ortell sitting 2 minutes for tripping. With 1:28 left here in the first. Crowd not happy with this call, as you can probably hear the boos from below. So 2 minutes on the penalty kill for the Evergreens. They have the fourth best penalty kill in the Wisconsin Valley Conference at 82%. They do move that puck out of the zone. The Tigers will have to chase it. 1:15 left here in the first. Tigers still leading this one 3-0. Peterson over to Lawyer. Lawyer loses it to Yakuz. Yakuz able to get that into the Tiger zone as Hackbarth chases that down with Noah Peterson. Noah Peterson able to take it on the right side. Gets it cross ice to Weister. Weister chasing that into the Evergreen zone. Not able to get control of it, but behind with it is Lawyer. Heller at the blue line keeps it in for the Tigers. Gives it off to Lawyer. Lawyer back to Weister. Weister right side to Heller. Heller at the blue line. Center of the blue line for Heller. He'll take a long shot. Too many bodies in front as that is found by Zinda and pushed back into the Tiger zone. 25 seconds left in this period. Little under a minute left here in this penalty kill for the Evergreens. Urban left side. Urban loses puck for a puck chip from Shiro. But Heller able to take control of that and get it past the blue line. But we get another whistle. I believe this is just going to be an offside call. So face-off will come to the left dot behind the blue line. Shiro's stick breaks on that, so he'll have to head to the bench. Evergreens get that up and out of play. So another whistle here. Still see a little bit of stick blade on the ice from Shiro's stick getting broken on that last face-off. Face-off will come to the circle to the right of Hurt. It will be taken by Haynes and Hackbarth. Haynes wins the draw for the Tigers, and they'll just let time expire as they're already up 3-0 here at the end of the first. Tigers took control of that first period with 3 goals in the first 10 minutes. So I will be back with you before the second period to recap what happened here in the first. You're listening to DC Everest Evergreens Hockey on FoxSportsWausau.com.